This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Top brass for the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines are scheduled to testify this morning in the Senate. Investigations have found widespread problems with apartments and houses on military installations, which are managed by private contractors. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
In a survey earlier this year, more than half of families living in privatized military housing had a negative or very negative experience.
From mold to vermin to lead to really incredible wait times to get issues resolved.
Shannon Razadin is executive director of the nonprofit Military Family Advisory Network, which conducted the survey. Since a Reuters investigation last year revealed shocking housing conditions throughout the country, military officials have stepped up health and safety checks and set up hotlines to handle complaints. Leo Shane is deputy editor at Military Times.
And that's the point of this hearing, is just how far have we come and why are there still some places where housing still has some problems?
Last month, several families stationed at Fort Meade in Maryland sued Corvius Management over problems with toxic mold and pests. The House will get its chance to investigate when an Armed Services Subcommittee grills Corvius and other private contractors at a hearing Thursday. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.